Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
This is a bit of a unique interview this week. First, we're going to hear from one of my colleagues at Intel, David Fair, and then we're going to turn the microphone over to Citrix, a leader in the virtualization software space. Let's go to the interview. Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein, and today I'm joined by a teammate of mine, David Fair. David, it's been a while that you've been on the program. Welcome back.
Thank you very much, Allison.
So today we're going to talk about SRIOV, which is a new virtualization technology. So can we start by you making sense of the alphabet soup of SRIOV?
SRIOV stands for Single Root I/O Virtualization. It's a technology developed by the PCI SIG, Special Interest Group. And single root means that there's a single host computer that's doing the I/O virtualization.
So from an Intel perspective, what is the importance of an industry standard for I/O virtualization, and what kind of effort are we giving to this technology?
For I/O virtualization, specifically, people have been doing different approaches, mixed hardware and software approaches. And what SRIOV does is provide a clear path for developing hardware to support this technology.
Okay. So importance from an end customer perspective, what happens if people start deploying consolidated solutions with multiple VMs and they don't have an I/O virtualization solution? What does their server look like?
It'll work. What they're going to give up, though, is I/O performance. And what we're seeing is that as virtualization moves from the phase of just consolidating legacy applications to more advanced, sometimes called virtualization 2.0 applications, where you're trying to support cloud computing and motion virtual machines from one machine to another, the software emulation approaches to I/O just really become a bottleneck.
And so let's pull the covers back on it. What actually has to happen to get this I/O virtualization to work?
And it's actually one of the more complicated initiatives that I've been involved in my career at Intel, because it does involve so many players. The hardware component is a redesign of every PCI Express adapter to support this SRIOV technology. And what that does is it lets each adapter look like it is multiple adapters. It can fool software into looking like 7 or 8 different adapters at the same time. That needs to be supported by the virtual machine monitor from VMware, Citrix, Xen, or whomever. And the IHV who developed the SRIOV adapter has to develop software drivers to support this technology. It needs to be supported in system BIOS, and it needs to be supported by Intel VTD technology, which supports directed I/O.
So where is the industry with SRIOV today?
Well, Intel developed VTD technology, and we've had that out for several years in our servers. And recently at IDF, we were able to show the first SRIOV demos using silicon from independent hardware vendors.
That's fantastic. You know, I think that the other question that I have is, you know, are there other solutions on the market today, or is this the only path to getting I/O virtualization onto a platform?
Well, to be fair, the problem is in a sense solved from day one with software emulation, which is the way the VMM vendors have done that. So there is a workable solution today, and that's why some people may not be aware of how important I/O virtualization really is, because you can implement a system now and do all these things. But the problem is the VMM and the CPU are managing all the data transfers in a very, very inefficient way. So you can look at, one way of looking at SRIOV and VTD is as an acceleration, hardware acceleration, for this whole process of I/O virtualization. And that's the real key. It's not functionality, it's performance.
And then from a standpoint of our modeling, do we have any concepts of how much performance improvement they're going to see?
It's pretty substantial, going from what's called paravirtualized, which is a semi-software emulation approach to I/O virtualization, to true SRIOV. We're seeing performance improvement of about 4x. It's pretty substantial. And what's very exciting, for example, in the Citrix demo, what we're showing is a 10 gigabit Ethernet adapter from Intel running 4 virtual machines at wire speed.
Wow.
Full speed. So there's actually no measurable performance degradation at all from running in this virtualized environment. Whereas if you didn't use SRIOV and VTD, it would fall down substantially from there.
Well, that's wonderful, David. I'm really glad to hear about the progress that the industry is making. Thanks for being on the program today. Hopefully you'll come back soon and tell us how you're doing when products start rolling out in the marketplace.
I would look forward to it. Thank you very much, Allison.
David's told us a lot of interesting things about SRIOV, so I wanted to get a software perspective. We called up some guys from Citrix. We've got Ian Pratt and Stefano Stabellini with us from Citrix. Welcome, guys.
Hi. Hi.
Can you guys just introduce yourselves and tell us a little bit about what you do at Citrix?
I'm Ian Pratt. I'm Vice President of Advanced Products at Citrix and also Chairman of Zen.org. So I'm responsible for a lot of the technology which goes into the Zen server and Zen client products.
Hi, I'm Stefano Stabellini. I'm a software development engineer at Citrix and I work on Zen server.
We were talking to David Fair. He mentioned that you guys recently demonstrated something with us and Dell for this technology for the first time. Do you want to tell us what that was about?
Sure. Well, one of the things we've always done in the Zen project, and obviously as a result in Zen Server, which is the Citrix product built off Zen, is we've always tried to very rapidly take advantage of new hardware features that appear in the platform. By taking advantage of SRIOV, we've demonstrated using the Intel network interface card supporting SRIOV, and then the support for SRIOV added to Zen Server, and with that running on the Dell platform, we've been able to show that you can get great networking performance. Performance basically pretty much identical to what you would get on a native system if you didn't have the hypervisor there. You know, we were able to demonstrate, and during the course of the demo, that we're able to get spectacularly high bandwidth on these 10 gigabit NICs. We're able to saturate the NIC in both directions, so almost 20 gigabits per second of aggregate throughput, while using very little CPU for doing that virtualization because most of the work was being done by hardware. Also, the latency was much reduced, and that's very important for certain applications that are doing particular high-performance computing applications or cluster applications which are doing message passing between them and require very low latency. And we're able to do all of that without losing the benefits of things like live relocation and the higher application availability that provides. So, you know, we think that, it's certainly the first time that anyone's ever demonstrated all of those characteristics working together. And that really opens up, you know, a whole new set of applications which are now good candidates for virtualization. I'd say that with SRIOV network interfaces, there's really no applications left at all that you couldn't consider for running in a virtualized environment.
And Stefano, you were at the Intel Developer Forum where this demonstration occurred. What was the response from the attendees to the technology?
Yeah, many attendees were interested in SRIOV, and in particular on this SRIOV demo, in the demonstration, in seeing live relocation, in seeing the new level of performances. So we certainly had a very good response from the public.
Fantastic. Is Citrix planning on delivering this as part of its enterprise software soon?
Yeah, the great thing about about what we were demoing is, it didn't crash once during the whole course of IDF, and it's just been incredibly robust despite the many thousands of live relocations that were happening and the 20 gigabits per second of throughput that was going through the NIC. So we're looking in pretty good shape.
Congratulations on the success of this first ever SRIOV demonstration, and we look forward to hearing more from you in the future as you deliver this from the products.
Great.
Thanks. Bye.